The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Welcome back to The Eric Stewart Show. We're about you here on the show. We're about you and not us. I was on an interview for a listing appointment, and the owner asked me if I would provide them with a moving truck. And I said, you mean one of those moving trucks that has the face of everybody on the outside, the real estate agent there smiling at you? Basically, it's a giant advertising billboard for the real estate agent, but they give it away for you. Yeah, something like that. And I realized, okay, I'm being shopped against a real estate agent who's offering out their free moving truck if the seller hires them. And I said, look, I would be happy to give you a moving truck to use, for the weekend, if that would be helpful to you as a part of my interview. I said, but I don't want to give you a truck that's got my name all over it, because I don't want this to be about me. I want this to be about you. And you don't really want to advertise me to every neighbor out there. We have a sign up. I'm selling a house. That's what my business is. You didn't invite me to put a billboard up in front of your house on your driveway to sell your property, right? So I don't mind. I can give you a truck to use. You'll just go down and you'll rent it, and I'll reimburse you. No big deal. This is what we do on the show. I give away free guides. If you want to download a free copy of my right sizing guide to know how to right size your home. I don't call it downsizing, because that kind of sounds like getting down. You know, I don't want to be down. How about you? You want to be down? No, I'd like to be right. Yeah, it's funny when I'm sitting with a couple and I'm going through the listing process, and I maybe make a place for people to initial. I'll always ask the couple, okay, which one of you is always right? And then I'll have that one always initial on the right hand side. It inevitably it creates a stir, and it's usually resolved very quickly who's really in charge in that household. All right, so, you know, my as-is guide, I've chatted about it before. Let me give you a quick plug on this. If you want to learn how to get top dollar when selling your home as-is, request a free copy of the as-is guide. Why would you want to sell as-is? Hey, but the purpose is really, we want to sell an as-is condition because we don't want to spend a lot of money up front. Maybe we've got too much stuff in our house and we want to sell it in its condition with all the stuff in it. Little upfront work. Maybe it's an estate sale. Maybe you have a relative who's passed and you're in charge, and maybe it's not even local and you need to get information on, how do I approach this sale to get top dollar for my family? You find yourself in the position as a fiduciary to protect your family's interests. Maybe there's 14 siblings, rarely, but you know what I'm saying, 14 family members. And then maybe the house could be better as a teardown. You've probably heard my commercial here on WMAL saying that if you get those letters in the mail saying, hey, we'll buy your house, please, please, please do not just sell your house to somebody who sends you a letter in the mail. Please call me. Call my group at 800-900-9104. Let us give you a real market value. Let me tell you a sad story. I went in to show a house to a buyer that was on the market for $750,000. The owners sold the house to somebody who sent them a letter, apparently for about $500,000. The investor went in and put about $100,000 into it, and in less than 4 weeks has turned it around, put it up for $750,000, and will clear an extra $100,000. It's a double for the investor. Why won't you give me a chance to help protect you and make sure that you make the most money? Instead of selling that for $500,000, because that's all they'll give you, get another opinion. Call me today at 800-900-9104, and I'll tell you the truth about your value. I'm not in it for me. I'm in it for you. I want to help you get the most money, even if I'm not included. We had a couple contact me for a property in Ashburn. You know what? I gave them all kinds of great advice to help them get a property directly with the owner of the property without me being involved in it, because I want to help them. They already had the relationship. They just wanted to understand the process better. You need that kind of assistance, right? You want to be able to call on the doctor and know he's not trying to sell you drugs on the side, right? You want to know that the doctor's giving you the truth straight up and has no hidden motivations. That's what you get with me. I'm Eric Stewart. This is The Eric Stewart Show, and every Sunday I bring you the truth in real estate. You can go to ericstewartgroup.com to get more information on me. We sell real estate. That's how we make our bread and butter for our families at the Eric Stewart Group here in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. And we help you find agents anywhere in the country through our relocation network. Recently, we've helped several families find real estate agents in other parts of the country and very successfully purchase and sell real estate. We vet the agents. I go through a rigorous interview process with the agents to be sure that they're the right agent for that property. And if you're not sure, like you're just going to do your own research, but you don't know what questions to ask, then please reach out to us. There's no cost to you. We do make a referral fee when we introduce you to somebody. That's our incentive. We make a little bit of the commission when they sell the property if you choose them. And you don't have to choose them. There's no obligation. But we will introduce you to somebody we've qualified and we feel comfortable with. And, hey, my reputation's at stake whenever I make a recommendation to a contractor or to another real estate agent. So if you need to find somebody good in real estate somewhere else in the area, I will help you find them. And you can call us now. Remember this number. It's easy, 800-900-9104. Or go to ericstewartgroup.com to get more information. And lastly, I do want to mention the Preferred Vendor Guide. This is a free guide where we've vetted different vendors in the business. We've put their information, their license numbers on our website in our Preferred Vendor Guide. You can download a copy at ericstewartgroup.com under the resources. You can also call us now. We'll send you a copy of anything we've got, and we don't charge you. 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com to get more information. Do you know what I hate? In real estate, I hate open houses. Now, some of you who are my clients might be surprised because I've held your house open, but here's why I don't like open houses. And those of you who've been listening to me for years, you can probably count this off with me, right? Why? Because who do they attract? They attract your neighbors. These are the number one group of people that will come by to see your house. Now, I'm the real estate agent. Now, I'm going to say, as an agent, I like open houses because they're good for me, but for you as a seller, they're rarely good for you. So that's why I don't like them. So there's a real estate agent fiduciary duty here that I'm going to speak from for just a moment, which is I'm hired by a seller to represent their interests in the sale of a property, or I'm hired by a buyer to represent their interests in buying a property. So I'm going to give you a couple of examples of how that fiduciary plays out. Now, 1% of homes sell from an open house. So we do open houses because they will sell homes 1% of the time. But I love them as the real estate agent, general real estate agent, because I get to meet your neighbors who might be thinking about selling. And I like that. I met a neighbor at an open house that I had last weekend and had a great conversation. And they introduced me to somebody else in the neighborhood who might be selling. Gotta love that, right? But for the owner of the property that I'm holding open, it doesn't necessarily provide the sale of the property. It could. There's the 1% chance. And as long as the seller understands that and they understand that up front, and we're not doing them every weekend because the goal isn't to have an open house every weekend and have the neighbors, which is the first group, and then the suspects, you know, the people who don't qualify who walk through. Of course, you want the prospects, so the real ones. So I don't really care for them for those reasons, but I do them from time to time when it's right. On the buy side, I recently showed a house to a buyer, and she loves the street that it's on, but there's not a house on that street that's available that really fits what she's wanting. So I offered to her to send a letter out to the other houses on the street. Now, bear with me in this. You may have received a letter in the mail from a real estate agent saying, I've got a buyer who's interested in buying a home just like yours, you know, that kind of thing. And it seems a little suspicious when you get that kind of letter that it maybe is more of a listing opportunity, like a listing solicitation. They really want your listing. So I send a letter out that says, my buyer has seen the other house that's on the street. It's not quite what she's looking for, but she really loves this street. I would be interested if you have any interest in selling and maybe showing her your property, and I'd be happy to give you the comparables and so on. This is not a listing solicitation. I literally have a buyer who's interested. Please let me know if you have something. Now, that is an aggressive tact to try to unearth gold beneath the surface of the earth in that neighborhood, right? Fiduciarily, you got to know who you're working for. Gosh, I can't believe we're running out of time in this segment. I've got Stuart Rosenthal coming up in a moment. Plus, I'm very excited to have a new guest on the show right after this. Don't go away.